If you think the secular world is so messed up these days that we're soon to become the target of a meeting with a 40-mile-wide asteroid sent by God himself, why not find out how original sin began or slide into perdition? Founding Father Films Publishing's The English Reformation is the book that will concisely explain where the error began and exactly who were the culprits. The English Reformation is a thrilling, all-too-true story and can be read in just one or two afternoons. You'll enjoy learning what Henry VIII and the House of Tudor really did to the English-speaking Christian world and what lessons we can learn from it.
Hi, it's Mike Church. I spent a year editing and embellishing the English Reformation so modern readers could enjoy it and its timeless history lessons for years and years to come. Don't miss this opportunity to own a hardback copy of the English Reformation's first U.S. printing ever. It's a book you'll treasure for years and years to come.
To order your copy of the English Reformation, first ever U.S. printing in hardback, go to mikechurch.com/shop or call 866-483-3833.
844-527-8723. My long-winded introduction, having concluded now, let's go to the Dudemaker Hotline and say hello to our old and dear friend, Denise D.C. McAllister, who is a prolific writer, at, among other places, at thefederalist.com, and that's where we'll be fine today. The headline today, I am a sexual assault victim who still supports Trump, of which we are very delighted to have the presence of Ms. McAllister. Hi, Denise, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Always, always. You know, I'm always on the lookout. I follow you. So I'm always on the lookout when you write something that is provocative as this to get the chance to talk to you. And again, I told the audience in the first hour, I said, please send Denise a note and thank her for her work because it's courageous what you wrote. Not everybody's going to write their own personal sexual assault stories and own up to them. And I don't want to say you're not grieving or bitter because you're obviously grieving over them, but you're putting them to good use. So thank you for that. I appreciate. I'm sure other people appreciate it too.
Well, thank you. It's a shame I have to put it to use, but if there's a voice to be heard in this, I think women who've gone through this kind of thing and have a different perspective on the politics of today should be heard.
I'm especially intrigued, and I think I tried to make this point last week, and I haven't seen very many others trying to make the point, among other points. Well, yeah, before I go there, I got to ask you, do you know the editor of your magazine, The Federalist, is David Harsanyi. I don't know who actually puts the web pages together. Who is that a photograph of on your piece? I know it's Trump and Clinton and Melania. Who's the other woman?
I don't know. I'm not in charge of that. One of our copy editors.
I'm looking at this photograph and I'm going like, my goodness. It doesn't look like it was photoshopped, but it looked like a very happy. Of course, Bill Clinton was really happy to have his arm around Melania.
Yeah, I don't think it's, I think it's probably, it looks like it's at a baseball game and she's probably just maybe a waitress there, it looks like, maybe someone who works there. I'm not sure.
I want to say that it was Ashley Judd, but
no, it's not.
I couldn't confirm it. Anyways, I just thought I'd drop that in. You made this. You brought this out in your article. I'm a sexual assault victim who still supports Trump. About the fact that there is a piece of video evidence out there that the president, current president of the United States, is a bit of a pervert himself. And was basically exposing himself to a gaggle of female reporters on a campaign plane back in 2008. Why don't you flesh that out for us, and why does that matter?
Well, I begin the piece because I'm really responding to Michelle Obama, who a few days ago came out talking about how she so personally feels grieved and shaken up about these sexual assault victims who are now coming forward and testifying against Donald Trump. And she talked about how she's not being disingenuous, that she's being sincere, and that she really feels a lot of angst about these women, and that she's heard so many stories from them, and she feels for them so deeply. Well, a video was recently released of her husband on an airplane, and he's flashing his erection underneath his khakis to women on the plane, which I'd like to point out, in many states, it's actually a Class B misdemeanor. You could be put in jail for up to 180 days in some of the states for doing such a thing. It's called public nudity. It's under the indecent exposure laws. But anyway, it's different in every state. I don't know exactly where he was, but it is definitely, we have him on tape as doing something that is actually illegal in many states.
Right, right.
So it's not only a perversion, it's actually a crime. So, and then my response is that I told a story about a time when I was 16 years old, when I was working with my first job in a drugstore, and it was late at night, I was getting ready to close, and a man comes in, and he's wanting to seek watches behind the counter of my, where I was working, and was asking me to give them to him. Well, to make a long story short, he leans back and shows me his erection through his sweatpants. And it was quite horrifying. I was 16 and, you know, but old enough to really be aware of what was going on.
Right.
And had my manager walk me out. But seeing Obama on the plane doing that just brought back those memories. And I was like, you know, Michelle Obama, you don't really speak for me. You haven't really shown a consistent concern about sexual assault victims. You aren't concerned about the victims who've come forward about Bill Clinton. You aren't even concerned about your own husband's behavior, which is a predatorial behavior toward women. She was best friends with, well, not best friends, but best political friends, I should say, with Ted Kennedy, who was a complete scumbag, and, you know, who was complicit in the death of a woman who died in 1969, and
That's
he
right.
was also highly sexually immoral. You know, but yet she didn't shudder, she didn't grieve, she wasn't personally touched by any of these who are politically expedient to her in her own career. So really what I wanted to call out was the hypocrisy of Hillary Clinton, the hypocrisy of Michelle Obama, who come out and use women as props to prop up their own power and their own purposes and their own agenda. People like me. You know, and so if you're going to say you feel my pain, you feel my shame, you understand my hurt and my experiences, you better darn well be consistent about it, but they're not. And not only that, their policies themselves, the policies of Hillary Clinton, the policies of Barack Obama and Michelle Obama and the Democratic Party are an assault on women. They are an affront to women. They are not good for women. Big government is not good for women. Abortion is not good for women. Taking away our guns is not good for women. Opening our borders to rapists, and yes, I'm sorry, but jihadists and Islamists who are now butchering young girls in the Middle East and raping women in Europe, I don't want that coming here. That is not good for women. Do they all do it? No, but the Islamists who are fundamentalist extremists do, and we're opening our borders, and Hillary Clinton is more concerned about letting those people in than she really is about protecting American women and girls. So I am not going to listen to Michelle Obama, where she stands up with her voice quivering, talking about how she so deeply understands women like me. She doesn't. She doesn't care. She's a political hog, and she is a political just beast when it comes to wanting her own power. And I'm not going to listen to her, and I'm not going to allow her to stand up there and act. And that's exactly what she was doing, act like she cares about women like me. She doesn't.
Yeah, and one of the other points that I try to bring out when I talk about this is Michelle Obama's BFF is Beyonce. And it is beyond the pale, some of the porn that's contained in Beyonce lyrics that's played to six-year-old girls. Mrs. Obama's not outraged when that song Surfboard came out. I mean, look, I may be an old fuddy-duddy 54-year-old, but I heard the song. I know what's being intimated in the song. And I know that young men and young girls are going to be heavily influenced by this, as they are. There was no concern. There was no outrage over that. She was busy stocking cafeterias filled with arugula lettuce, right?
Exactly. You know, and the rap lyrics of many of the people that she praises in Hollywood and the music industry, you know, are simply appalling. Of course, that is art, artistic, pop culture, whatever you want to call it,
sure.
Entertainment. The fact is the woman is actually associated with predators. She supports predators. She's inconsistent and hypocritical about predatorial behavior. And most importantly, the policies and the positions of Hillary Clinton are an assault, like I said, on women. The safety of women, the independence of women, the value and dignity of women. And, you know, to say that Donald Trump is a threat to all these things because of his personal behavior that we haven't even have proof of in a court of law at this point, you know, this is just offensive to me. You know, and I'm not stupid. I'm not going to fall for the emotional plea and lies of women like Hillary Clinton and Michelle Obama.
You know, not only that, and by the way, folks, D.C. Denise McAllister is on the Dude Maker Hotline with us. You can read her blog post today or her her essay at thefederalist.com. Mrs. Clinton's calling card. I haven't talked to you since the conventions have convened. Mrs. Clinton's calling card and her signature achievement this summer was to present to the world, because the conventions are international telecasts. They're not just broadcast here. They broadcast the planet over. Was to present to the world not one, but two women who went on stage in prime time and boasted and bragged about how they killed their soon-to-be-born children, Elise Hoge and Celine Richards, and or how others could in Celine Richards' case, and how we should all be funding this. This is on Mrs. Clinton's agenda. There's a piece in the Washington Post today about how Hillary is now considering campaigning in other states that she ordinarily wouldn't campaign in, and so that the landslide is that much larger, and that thus her mandate is that much larger, as if it's already over and the election has already taken place. And one of her spokesmen said, well, we're going to do this so that we have a larger mandate, so that we can have a larger mandate to implement her agenda. I mean, her agenda is death. How is that promoting? How is it? Why are all these women falling for this? I'm watching television right now. I'm watching file footage on CNN and on Fox News of Mrs. Clinton posing for selfies with these smiling young women. Have we lost our collective mind, D.C.?